With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Thousands of pro-life advocates rallying yesterday in Washington, the annual March for Life, as speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the major victory in the Supreme Court and keep fighting until abortion is eliminated.
O Heavenly Father, good comforter, and Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, you knew us from our mother's womb and ordered the world for our salvation. Protect your babies, both born and unborn. Guide their parents. Reveal to us the ways which we should walk today and every day.
Speaking at a campaign rally in New Hampshire, former President Donald Trump remains very confident.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran says it has successfully launched a new satellite into space orbit.
It's a historic first and marks the latest development for the Revolutionary Guard's space program, one which the West fears in connection with Tehran's ballistic missiles. The launch comes with heightened tensions in the Middle East and also just days after Iran and Pakistan exchanged airstrikes. UN sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. Even so, the U.S. position is that Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to cease its activity. George Williams reporting.
And Japan has become the fifth nation in history to reach the moon. The unmanned spacecraft landed on the lunar surface earlier today. Bitterly cold weather continuing across much of the nation. So far, 55 deaths being attributed to the winter blast. This is SRN News. But the American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 education funding annually. The problem is that the money comes with federal requirements that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, approving a ban on boys competing against girls. This is SRN News. As many as 120 unmarked graves in a former black cemetery discovered at a military base in Florida.
MacDill Air Force Base officials say a non-intrusive archaeological survey performed over the past 2 years identified 58 probable graves and 63 possible graves. The base hosted a memorial service in 2021 and dedicated a memorial on site to those buried there. Officials plan to expand the search area this year, and we'll continue to work with the community to determine how best document the site and pay respect to the people buried there. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes falling in 2023 to a nearly 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades, pushing home ownership out of reach for many Americans. More details at SRNnews.com.